We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, December 27th. Orion is climbing into prominence in winter's evening sky. The Hunter clears the eastern horizon by about an hour and a half after sunset. He's led by his shield. It's not as easy to see as his belt or other features, but the shield's brightest star does stand out. Pi 3 Orion is in the middle of the shield, where Orion's hand is holding it. The star is a little bigger, heavier, and hotter than the sun. That makes it about three times brighter than the sun. There are a couple of ways to look at that brightness: apparent magnitude and absolute magnitude. Apparent magnitude is how bright a star looks. In that scale, Pi 3 shines at about magnitude 3.2. Not especially bright, but bright enough to see under even most light-polluted skies. But that number doesn't tell you the star's true brightness. It might be especially bright, but it might also be especially close. So that's where absolute magnitude comes in. It's how bright a star would look at a distance of 10 parsecs, 32.6 light years. If you lined up every star at that distance, you could easily tell which ones are truly bright. Pi 3 is just 26 light years away. If you moved it out to 10 parsecs, it would shine at magnitude 3.65, half as bright as it looks now. In fact, if you moved all the stars in the shield to that distance, Pi 3 would be its faintest member, a middling middle for the shield. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.